What we're talking about is the modern mobile workforce. Mobile workforce, I don't remember the first time I rolled out a serious mobile workforce program, but it had to be at least 6 years ago. We had a client that did an analysis, realized the cost savings associated with pushing 50% of its workforce outside of its four walls. And then we're talking about a company whose U.S. presence is in the neighborhood of 100,000 employees. So you're talking about taking 50,000 people and getting them out of the building and putting them somewhere else, principally their homes. Now, that implicates scores of legal issues that we couldn't possibly begin to cover here. There's no way we could do it. So we're going to key on a few. But before we do that, I'm going to introduce you to a honey stick. Now, what in the world is a honey stick? This is a honey stick. That may be a little difficult to see, but that is in a local grocery, and someone has placed a smartphone on a shelf as if it has been left there. Now, you may remember the honeypot is where this gets its name. But the basic idea is a company by the name of Symantec that does security took 50 smartphones, loaded them up with monitoring software that looked like apps. So if you picked the phone up, to you it looked like a smartphone. And if you opened it, because it didn't have a password on it, it had apps on it, calendar, mail, Facebook, whatever. But in reality, that phone was tracking everything you were doing with it. It was monitoring how long you kept it on, how long before you turned it on, where you walked with it, which apps you accessed, and how long you stayed on them. Because what they wanted to find out is if someone finds a smartphone in a public place, what do they do with it? Now, before I get into the results, what I can tell you initially is that these were all urban centers. So you're talking LA, New York, San Francisco. These are large urban centers where they did this. So first off, you've got a...